This is Fresh Air. Bruce Springsteen's new album, Tunnel of Love, arrived in record stores this week. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review. This is the title track, which includes screams recorded on a roller coaster in Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey.
On his new album, Tunnel of Love, Bruce Springsteen has left behind the big, booming rock sound of Born in the USA. He's stripped down his music for a dozen new love songs. There was much ado in the gossip columns when Springsteen married model Julianne Phillips 2 years ago, and now Springsteen makes much of it, too. He's written Thanks, Julie on the album liner notes and has composed a series of tunes about marriage, fidelity, commitment, and romance. This represents a significant shift in the sensibility of the man who used to yell, "Tramps like us, baby, we were born to run." Now it seems they were born to get hitched. Some of these new songs, as a result, are pretty drippy. Most of them, thankfully, are not. That's Spare Parts, probably the best song on Tunnel of Love. Spare Parts is blunt, passionate, and precise, Raymond Carver speaking through the voice of Muddy Waters. Throughout this record, Springsteen's usual complement of lower-middle-class down-and-outers are made idealized, almost mythic. Their love is so strong that it either saves their lives or destroys them. Sometimes this sort of thing becomes terribly melodramatic and sentimental, as on the tiresome When You're Alone.
Times were tough and love was not enough, so you said, "Sorry, Johnny, I'm gone, gone, gone." You said my act was funny, but we both knew what was missing, honey. So you lit out on your own. Now that pretty form that you've got, baby, we'll make sure you get along. But you're gonna find out someday, honey, when you're alone, you're alone. When you're alone, you're alone.
Let me get this straight, Bruce. When you're alone, you're alone. I see. A song like this would, on any other record by a major star, sound suspiciously like stale filler, but Springsteen can't be accused of that. He hasn't rushed Tunnel of Love into the record stores to make a fast buck. It's been 4 years since Born in the USA. And he deserves credit for refusing to build Tunnel of Love into an overblown media event the way Michael Jackson did with Bad last month. There's a sense in which the small scale of these songs is ingratiating. By refusing to cook up another mass culture political statement, he's avoided becoming a pontificating bore. If Tunnel of Love has more than its share of moony bellowing, it also has some lovely moments, times when Springsteen proves once again his command of the strict simplicity of the best rock songwriting.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.